This is the main of the three reasons of the three points we have to think of the impermanent of the self. Last time I talked about the thinking of the impermanence of the others, like our sufferings or impermanence, problems, impermanence, then we will get the hope for that. Becoming, we will have hope and the mental strength. That I think I do. So we have to think that, yeah, we have to think that death is a certain, okay? So death is certain. Then now, so as I told you before, last time I talked about the impermanent of the suffering, impermanent of the other things. That I talked the last time.
Yeah.
Now today I will talk about the impermanent of the self, how to meditate on the impermanent of the self, okay? When we think about the impermanent of the impermanent, now what we have to think about the impermanent of the self. When you are starting to practice on the impermanent of self, you have to think the three reasons, three points of the impermanent of the self. First, we have to think that death is a certain. Death is a certain, one day we will die. So, death is certain, that we have to think that we cannot escape the death. So it is not, when we think about the certain lifetime limited, then we will manage our time properly. Once we not think about the death, we will not manage our time properly. Because it's something like that, because it's something like that when you have a lot of the times, especially so when you have the time is limited, so you will manage it properly. It's just like that when you are visiting the some country. If you are having the only the 10 days for the visa for only 10 days, then you will manage the time very properly. Same thing like that when we think about the death, so maybe what's the time for the leave, we will manage it properly. So that's why we have to think that our death is a certain. One day we will die. Before that, what to do? Now the second thought will come. Once you not think of the death, you won't think that the, what we have to do before the death. So that's why I always used to tell you that the before the death, what we have to do, we need the two plans. You remember plan A and plan B. Whether we believe or whether we don't believe, but death is a certain, we have to die. So there is a one story, there is a one Lama, this Lama who became a very close friend of the, you know, the God of the death.
Yes.
You know the God of the death, yeah, he became very close of the friend of the God of death. So what happened is that Lama told that the God of the death that when my death is coming, you have to inform me. Then I will do the Dharma. Right now, I'm so busy to do the Dharma, I could not do the Dharma. So your death of God told, okay, fine, then I will remind you. So what happened is that, after that, what happened? Now, then the God of the death and the Lama was always talking too much. They talked quite a lot. So what happened is that one day that the God of the death have told the Lama that the, some of the people died in the city. Some of the people died in the village. He talks quite a lot like that way. So that's why the what happened is the one so that their God of the death always informed the Lama the whoever died on that country or that nation or near of the Lama's place. So one day God of the death told the Lama that now you are going to die tonight. So that's why the Lama became very angry and told the God of that we are very close friend. I told you before that you have to inform me before my death, then I will do the Dharma. Right now, you have not informed me up till the last end, last moment. I didn't get enough time to do the Dharma. So you really have not, you really not keep the, your promise. Then God of the dead told the Lama that I have informed you several times, but you are not caring of the my words. I told you that the one person died in the village. I told you the one person died in the city. At that time, I am giving you the message indirectly. So many messages I gave you, but you didn't care to take care of the my message. Same thing like that when we are doing the prayer for the dead people. We are also getting the lot of the message. They are sending us message that one day we will also die like that. So that's why we are getting the so many of the message that one day we will die. So this point, what way that one day we will die? Before the death, what I have to do? Two things, as I told you before. Two things, plan A and a plan B. I think you all know that my plan, what I told, the plan A and B. I think you all know. So plan A, as I told you, on this life, we have one life. So live it peacefully and happily, plan A. Plan B, now we have to do the practice of Dharma to build up the good next life. That's the true plan we needed. So that's why, so once the, up till the ones we are not dying, we have to live. Live peacefully, live happily, rightly. These are very important. So now the, after the death, everyone have to face the death. After the death, then we have to, the practice in the Dharma. It's after helping ourselves to get a good rebirth or the good future life. So as I told you last time, day one, no one can, 100% no one can give the guarantee that there is no future life. No one even can, might be, cannot give the 100% guarantee there is a future life. No one cannot also give the guarantee, 100% guarantee that there is no future life. We take it as a 50-50, but precaution is a very important, as I told you before. So that's why we got a very precious human body, but this human precious body will not live the forever. That we have to know that. So that's why precious body, one day we have to die, that we have to accept this point. Before the death, as I told you so many times, we should have a very good life. That's the most important thing. Good life starts when you do the right action. Right action starts when you think the rightly. That's a very important. Right thinking, only the right thinking will come when you know the Dharma, when you study the Dharma. So Buddha always says that the three things, study, think, meditate. 3 points. Buddha always says that study the Dharma. Study the Dharma. Then understand and think the Dharma. Then practice the Dharma. When you study the Dharma, you will understand the Dharma. Once you understand the Dharma, then you will know how to think the right way. When you know how to think the right way, then your action will become the right action. Once you do the right action, then your life will become the good life. So that's why what we have to think is the first thing that we have to, when we practice the impermanent, we have to think that we are going to die. We are going to die? Fine, we will die. Before the death, we will live happily. We will live peacefully. And also we will practice the Dharma to build up the better next life. Now the second point is, the second point, when you think the self impermanent, you have to think that, again, you have to think the uncertainty of the when you will die. Uncertainty of the when you will die. That we will not know the when we will die. So we have to think the uncertainty of the when we will die. Because the uncertainty of the when we will die, there's a few reasons why we have to think that. even we don't know that how much day we have to live. Maybe we might have a 1 day to live. Maybe one day we might have a 2 days to live. So we will live the properly. We will live rightly. I will give you the one example. If they are the three prisoner, which they are going to kill after the 1 day. Prisoner, and they are going to kill, they are going to execute after the 1 day. So when they put these three prisoners in the one prison, is there any use to fight each other when they are going to kill tomorrow, when they are going to kill after 1 day? Is there any use to fight among each other? What do you think? There is no use of the fighting each other. They are going to die after the 1 day. What use of the fighting each other? Same thing in our life. Our life is like that. We are not knowing that how long we are going to live. So what use of the hating other? What use of the making your life as unhappy? What use of that? So now we have to think is that we have to know that also our death is not a certain. We are all not knowing that when we are going to die. So one more thing is that, so that's why the ones we are not certain, so that's why, as I give you the example, when they are the three prisoners, when they are caught in the one prison, there is no use of fighting each other. When they know that they are all going to kill, they are going to be executed after the one day. So something like that, so in our life, what happened is something like that. So we are not knowing that how long we are going to stay in this world. So that's why there is no use of the fighting with others. There is no use of the generating the anger and the shouting others. Yeah, so thing is that, so that's why now the thing is that, so that's why now what we have the thing is that we are not knowing that how long we are going to live in this world. That we have to think the point. This is also the point what we have to think is that this is also the one point what we have to think when what we have to think is that the death is a certain, but the time is uncertain. When you are going to die, it's not a certain. Okay, so it shows that we have the, so once we have the, every day we have to feel very grateful that we have not died. So every moment, then once we think that way, then every moment we can feel the joy that we are not dead. So if you look at the people's way of the thinking, there are many different way of the thinking. Is some people always complain with something, always they complain, they always find the negative things. So people who always feel the negative thinking, people always complain that their life, their mental attitude is not peace. They will not feel the peace. When they always complain with something, they always think the negative things, they won't feel the peace. So that's why the one we have to think the more positive way, we will get the more happiness. When we think the more positive sides, we will have the more peace in the mind. So that's why when we think about that we are blessed, really we have not died today, we are living, then we will be we are looking for the more positive sides. Whether you think the positive way or whether you think the negative way, that's your choice. So we have the two choice, for thinking way more the positive side way or the more the negative way. Once we think more negative way, we will feel more unpeace. When we think the more positive way, we will feel more peace and happy. That's in our hand. So that's why Buddha have a one name. Buddha have an other names we call a Samyak Sambuddha. That's in the Sanskrit. Samyak, generally the Buddha means the awakened person. We call awakened. Samyak Sambuddha means rightly awakened. Samyak Sambuddha is a fully rightly awakened. That's actually Sanskrit is Samyak Sambuddha. Samyak means fully rightly awakened. Very, very strong meaning in that. Fully rightly awakened. We are the not rightly thinking. We are not rightly awakened. We have lots of the wrong way we are thinking. So that's why we are feeling the very unhappy inside of the mind. Buddha always think that the fully rightly. That's a very important. But we have to change way of our thinking. So that's when the fully rightly awaken. Buddha means so generally what Sanskrit word means awaken. So fully rightly awaken is a Samyak Sambuddha. So that's why it means that Buddha always think fully very rightly. So that's why the what we have to think is a very right way. Right way means a very more of the positive way. So this is the very important, I mean, the word. I think very, very meaning, very, very deep meaning word, I think. One occasion when Buddha was someone, in the Buddha's time, someone just came towards the Buddha, well, the challenging with the, some of the Buddha's idea. Then person have just split on the Buddha's face. So Buddha keeps still smiling, still very calm. Even that person split on the Buddha's face. So that person could not believe that when the Buddha was keeping calm and smiling, he could not sleep that night. When he was remembered the incidents, what he had done towards Buddha and when the Buddha's reaction. So that is the way, how the Buddha's way, that is a, you can see the how the Buddha's way of the thinking is totally different. Generally, someone split on our face, we won't think that though, how the Buddha thinks very differently. So next day, that person went to the Buddha's place for the ask the forgiveness. Ask the forgiveness. So Buddha told him, how can I forgive you? First of all, that I am not generated anger towards you when you split on my face. So he asked that, he told that if you want to ask the forgiveness, you can go and ask the forgiveness of from the my attendant, my student, because they will feel very happy. Because first they generated the anger. Now when you ask the forgiveness, then they will feel more happy. So this is the old, this is the old what we have to, this is the old, so this is the way, generally the what Buddhism talks about, a way of the thinking. So that's why we, just like that, when we can, when we slightly, when we change a little bit of the way of the thinking, we will see the big difference that comes in our life. Generally in the people, when they feel that they want a very nice time or happy time, what they want is some friends to talk. Some party they want. Without party and without friends to talk, they think that they cannot be the happy. Because they don't know how to generate the happiness. That's the one main reason. So that's why have the very good time. Have the very good times means drink the wine or celebrate something like a party. People usually normally feel that when they have should have the, when they think about having the good time, when they think about enjoying, they feel like drinking and have the party or something like that. So it's not the talk about changing the way of the mind, thinking. They don't know the world. They don't know about the change of the way of the thinking. So that's why when you think about that the death is certain, that's that when we are not knowing the when the death is come. I mean the second point, no, we are talking about the second point or that second point that the thinking about the uncertainty of the when we will die. Uncertainty when we'll die. It means that we are not knowing. We are not know. We don't know that when the death is coming. Still, we have to know that still we are alive. We are alive. So we have to feel the joy. We have no death yet. So this is the second point. What we have to think. That is the second point. What we have to think. Okay. Second point. Second point is that the death is uncertain. We are not knowing that when it comes. then what do you feel? Every moment, every time is a very precious. Then you then you will feel that even you have to leave the 1 minute, you that is a very precious. So I always used to say, even you have the time to leave, read rightly, peacefully, happily. When you waste the time being unhappy, this is the worst way of wasting the time. Feeling the unhappy, when you are feeling the sad, when you are feeling the distress, when you are feeling the angry, when you are feeling the jealous, this is the moment what you waste the time. The worst way of wasting your time. You really wasted a lot of time when you feel the very unhappy, when you feel the very angry, when you felt very jealous. That's why most important thing. That's the most important thing is that now the second point. When you think of the second point, then you have to feel the joy that you have lived up to now. Then you will feel that every life, every moment of the living is a blessing. Clear, isn't it? So most important thing is that when you are starting the language class, as I told you, I will give you we will conduct the exam, so we will see how you have studied. In the Dhamma classes, we call the self exam. So after the studying the Dhamma, when you practice the Dhamma, you become the better human. When you started to become happier, when you become the better human, then really you passed on the Dhamma. After the studying the Dhamma, you generate the more anger, more jealousy, more ego. You have failed. You will know the best whether you have failed or passed. In the language class, we will know that whether you are passed or not. That I will know. I will check on your paper, so I will know. in the Dharma class, whether you are pass or fail, you will know the best. So while the Dharma practicing, while they're doing the Dharma, you should become the better person. You should have the less of the negative thoughts. Even after the practice of Dharma, you are generating the more negative thoughts, anger, ego, jealousy, more, then you are failed in the Dharma practice. There is something wrong in your practice. So that's the same. So that's why now you think the 2 points we finished, no? That death is a certain. Second point is that we will not know when the death will come. 2 point. Now you have to think these 2 points for the others. Now you have to look at, when you look at the others, you have to think that the others, all the humans will die. When you look at other, you are also think that you will not know when the others going to die. So when you look at these 2 points on the others issue, then you can generate the more compassion towards other. So that's why whenever you look at this point, 2 points, that death is certain, and that we are not knowing that when the death is come, 3 points. When you look at others, you have to look at these 2 points. When you generate the very anger towards someone, you have to think that the person will die one day. When he is going to die, it's also very uncertain. When you think of these 2 points, then instead of getting the angry, you will get more compassion towards that person. So these all points, yeah, these all points that you have to think that these 2 points, then these points, okay? Now the third point is that you have to think that the third point is that when the death comes, only the Dharma will have. After the death, only the Dharma will have. No, Dharma, only the Dharma will help after the death. Only the Dharma will help after the death. Okay, that we have to think. The third point is that only the Dharma will help after the death. You have to think that Dharma practicing, the helping this life, also it will help after the life, after the death. So there is one saying: after the death, we will carry the two thing, and we will leave the 2 things. After the death, we will carry the good karma and the bad karma. We will lead the two things, good fame or bad fame, or good name or bad name. So that's why, so that's why the Dhamma will have, only the Dhamma will have after the death. So that's why this is the third point what you have to think, okay? When you think about the self impermanent. Now I will come to three points. They are the three points of the self impermanent. When you think the self, the 3 points. First, you have to think the death is a certain. Second point, you have to think that the thinking that the uncertainty of the when will we die.
Mm.
Uncertainty. Then the third thing is we have to think, you have to think that the only the Dhamma will help after the death. So, okay. So this is now the point what we have to think. Yeah, you got all my points though. Okay. So what we have to think, okay, now the what we have to do is that the what we have to do now the, these 3 points, when you think the not only of the self, you can also think of the others. Okay, one thing is that when I'm giving teaching and is that translating, the teaching is very easy. Because I can taste the rest when you're translating, yeah. So in the Tibetan and the person who understands the English, so most difficult is that I have to talk continuously hours and hours. Last Sunday I have a public teaching. So really I had a sore throat. Really very difficult, but I cannot tell them that I'm having the sore throat because time is fixed and everything is they advertise and everything. Now I have to continue. That really quite challenging. last Sunday morning, yeah. Now I'm completely fine. Yeah, anyway, okay, so that's the point. So that's why so this is the 3 points when you have to think. So when you have to think the impermanent of the self, okay. So when you have to practice the Dharma, so there are so many ways of the thinking. So whenever you're free, you get a more time, you can think any of these practices, whatever it suits you, whatever you feel comfortable. Main purpose of the practice in Dharma is to change the way of the thinking. When you have to change the way of the thinking, you have to train the mind. When you have to train the mind, you have to know how to train the mind. So when you know how to train the mind, so when you learn all these are the methods and the tactics to training the mind. So that's why to train the mind is its practice, best practice to train the mind. After the training the mind, after you attain the mind, then you will change the way of the thinking. Once you change the way of the thinking, then the peace and the happiness will be in your heart. Then when you have this is why the Dharma is something like the training the mind. When you train the mind properly, then you won't do any negative action. Once you not do the negative action, then you will born as a human or the better living. I think the student is becoming the more wiser than the master now. Okay, so this is an impermanence issue. So the impermanent issue is one of the very main points. So when Buddha was giving at the last stage, at the time of the death, Buddha, he gave the teaching on the impermanent. So Buddha, at the last stage, when he was passing away, he told everyone that even the Buddha is impermanent. So it will leave and it will die. So this is an impermanence. So that's why impermanence give us a lot of the psychologically, it will give us a lot of the strength, as I told you before. So you can see that in our life, you can see the friend becomes the enemy, enemy becomes a friend because of the impermanent. In my life, I met so many people. When I meet, they will come together and tell very good friends. When I'm meeting them after the years later, now they tell me that they used to tell me that they are not a friends anymore. So that's why these also points are impermanent. So impermanence shows that even the enemy, our enemy, can become the friend. So that's why enemy is not a permanently enemy. So if you have any dislike persons or the enemy, you have to try to make them as a friend. So it's impermanent, definitely we can. One of the great Indian scholar, it's not a Buddhist, non-Buddhist great Indian scholar, 1,000 years back, he told the one thing. Really, I like that quotation. I like his saying very much. So he told that when you have to win the heart of the everyone, you have to do the very small thing. Don't say bad things of other. So when you have to win the everyone's heart, you should not say the bad things of others. So that's why friends becoming the enemy, mainly when you are not controlled to your words, when you are not controlled to your speech properly, that is the one reason. So you know that there is a 4 negative points of the speech. So whenever you think yourself a Dhamma practitioner, you have to try to decrease all these negative things. If you can't, the abandon all, at least you have to try to control. That's a very important. So now the second point. Now this is the impermanent. So impermanent issue, as I told you before. So that's why when Buddha was giving teaching, at last stage he gave the teaching on the impermanent. Okay, so this is a very important matter. So that's why Buddhism, so that's why impermanent shows that there are really a lot of things. Yeah, so that's why the impermanent, okay? So that's why Buddha, when he was giving the last time talk of the impermanent, so impermanent is something like that. We, in the day-to-day life, when we think that everything is permanent, everything is not going to change, then when we see the changes, then it's very difficult to accept. So that's why, as I told you before, so that's why when we in the own life, there's when the difficulties, as I told you before, that when we see the impermanence of the difficulties, then we will get the hope, it can be changed. When we think that it can be changed, then we will get the hope. Once we have the hope, then, what we can do is that then once we have the hope, then we have the everything. Yeah, so now what will we do is that, so that's why that these 3 points, maybe you think on these 3 points today, what I talk about the impermanence, these 3 points, okay? So also these 3 points, you can read the liberation in the palm on the chapters, okay? So that's why the every Dharma practice should to come to the day-to-day life practically, okay? When you are in the time, practically every Dharma practice should come into your day-to-day life. Then only then you will see the changes in your life. I just give you the one example. That's true thing, okay? So many, quite long back. So quite long back, so I met the one boy. I think he's not a religious at all. So that religious at all. And so later on, what happened is that that I just gave a small of the generally Buddhist practices. I gave a few talks. Then I met him after the 2 months. After 2 months, when he come to the monastery, we met after 2 months. First he came to the monastery and I gave us some of the Buddhist teaching, but just maybe the 1 or 2 days. Then he left, and after the 2 months he just came back again. So that's why later that what he told me that then at the morning he told me that after coming to the monastery, he told me that he could not sleep very well to that night. He told me that because of the mosquito, few mosquitoes, quite trouble him quite a lot. So he told me that he didn't kill these two mosquitoes who are troubling him. He tried to catch that and throw away from his room. He told me before coming to the Buddhism, he used to kill the mosquito. After the changes in the 2 months, at least he is not trying to kill the mosquito. Really, Dharma practices should something like that. Their changes should be there. Now, even now, when you have to, even you have to, sometimes you have no choice and have to kill the mosquito. But the one thing that you have to start to say the prayers. There should be a little bit difference, okay? Prayers and the prayer for the which the insect you have killed. And the purifying the negative sins, that's all you have to do, okay? So that's why there should be the changes after the practice of Dharma, okay? That's very important. Okay.